have police photographing our license plate.
What are we doing for veterans returning home damaged physically and mentally, suffering from depression, homelessness, and suicide?
Why did the Supreme Court deposit corporate money into our electoral process?
Should we redefine middle class as working poor? Or is it just another Wall Street merger?
What's really behind new voter picture ID laws in certain states?
Why aren't NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox asking these questions?
Welcome to The Reasonable Voice Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcello Rolando. The mission of The Reasonable Voice is to connect the dots between politics and finance, the need for better and more affordable education, our humanity, world peace, and of course, the arts, which we then gladly provide our listeners, the voting public, as informative food for thought to provoke their self-determination and appetite for equal opportunity. The Reasonable Voices are advocates prioritizing education, preserving our history, leading by example for a peaceful and prosperous world by evoking and embracing the creative artist and political unity as solutions to our challenges.
My guest today is Tiffany Boyle, who is the CEO and editor-in-chief of Emerge Magazine. And Tiffany, first of all, congratulations on your first editorial as the editor-in-chief, yes?
Oh, yes, thank you. I'm very excited.
So it's, I guess it's the first letter from the editor. Maybe that's more accurate. Tell me, things have happened. Emerge Magazine, which focuses on people who are building their own business, entrepreneurs, now is both digital and in print. And we are talking to the CEO and editor-in-chief, Tiffany Boyle. So, Tiffany, I like the title, Humble to Emerge. I read it, so I know why I think you titled it that, but tell us why.
It has been a long process to get to the release, and I believe you have to be humble in everything you do. You always need help. I needed a team to help put my dreams together, and we are emerging just like our title. Our company is growing and emerging just as we're helping those that are in the magazine to emerge.
Uh-huh. So who are some of the people featured in your first digital edition?
Well, our cover is the R&B singer Lila James,
uh-huh.
And that was very exciting for us to have as our first edition to be on the cover. She does a lot of soulful music. Everybody says she has an old soul.
Yes.
Per se. She's also on the reality TV show R&B Divas.
Yes,
right,
yes.
Now. So one of our contributing writers had the opportunity to interview her, and she graced our cover. Some people in the magazine are Yulia, who came from Russia and moved to Virginia Beach, Virginia, to open up her own model agency, and it didn't start with a model agency, so we go through her transitioning of how she got to where she is now, went from being a nurse to photography to owning a model agency, so all over the place.
Wow.
We have a golfer by the name of Casey Lim, and he really gives us the inside scoop on what it takes to be a pro athlete. He went from actually being a tennis player in high school to switching to golf, and takes us on a journey from being an amateur to switching to pro, and he's on the web tour now, actually, which is one of his biggest tours that he's done thus far. So he talks about his struggles of getting sponsorship, keeping up, because everybody knows golf is very expensive, and living paycheck to paycheck, tournament to tournament. We have our hope coach, Tawana Williams, who was a lady born without arms.
Oh, yes,
and she tells us about her trials and tribulations from a young child to an adult, and how she became a hope coach and a motivator, and why she just won't stop. So great articles like that throughout the whole magazine.
It's magnificent. You must have put together an impressive staff. How many are you over there in cyberspace?
Well, the core would be myself and DeShaney Kemp, who's my COO. She also is a financial expert, so she does give advice in regards to finances. And our editor, Alexander Greider, who actually was an intern to start off with 2 semesters ago and decided to stay on just because she enjoyed the articles and believed in the Emerge mission. And our graphic designer, Jeremy Banks, who, you know, we met every week to go over ideas, to go over the layout, to go over the graphics, everything. And he was there the whole way, and he did an excellent job. And then everybody else were contributing writers, who I thank them very much. Love the magazine, and they're like, oh, we want to contribute for the next one. So,
well, that's terrific. You know, if people want to come back, something's happening that's right. That's good for you. Excellent.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you've got college interns as well around, yes?
Yes. We have my human resource person actually is a college intern. Again, he decided to stay for more than just his semester, but we get photographers, writers, editors, just to help them emerge, get real life experience.
Wow.
And also hopefully get credit and a good grade.
Yes, exactly. Well, it sounds like, I mean, what you're producing at Emerge Magazine, any intern ought to get to at least college credit for it. It's impressive already. What made you decide on, I guess, let's be clear. What is the mission of Emerge Magazine? Why don't you tell us rather than my interpreting?
Our mission is to, one, to promote entrepreneurs and business owners through featured articles about themselves, their journey, and what their business stands for. And then our second mission is to educate, and that is for people to learn, our readers to learn how they can start their own business. If they're in a business and it's kind of stagnant, how they can help it grow. And then our third mission would be to increase networking and communication within the business industry to teach people that they can depend on other business owners and it doesn't have to be cutthroat and everybody can work together.
Excellent. You know, also I noticed you kind of have perhaps the first step of deciding whether or not to own your own business is to take some self-assessment. And you have is it a three-step suggestion, go through these three steps and see if you can get you answer everything. I think yes is the correct answer. I don't know. I took it, but I'm not telling.
Yes, because entrepreneurship is not for everybody. Yeah. Owning a business again from the ground up is not for everybody as well. So one of the first things, and that was written by Mark Parham, and he's out of Atlanta. And he's a business coach and a motivational speaker as well. And, you know, it's to take the self-assessment. Are you in the right position to be an entrepreneur?
Yes, yes. And we can find this in the Emerge magazine, yes, the digital at least. One can actually, as I did today, take the test, do a self-assessment. And I did very well, by the way. But,
but good.
I was impressed that you seem to be coming at this from all angles. It is, as you say, informative and educational. It also promotes those who have already succeeded in some way with their own business. And, of course, that in itself is an education when you listen to people who've done it successfully and get their advice and their input and their experiences. That's got to go a long way to help people to decide their own direction. Just as you say, it's not everyone is meant to own their own business. Not everyone's meant to be a 9-to-5er and work for someone else. You know, there are different strokes for different folks, as they say. But
right.
I find that Emerge Magazine, well, you just seem to be coming out of the starting gate, you know, with everything blazing full speed ahead and at a higher level of professionalism than I'm used to seeing always in dare I call it a startup. You aren't exactly a startup. You have existed
right.
before, but But to break out into this new look, this new digital presence and footprint, it's impressive, the talent you've brought together. How did you do it?
I would say just taking my time, doing a lot of research, and things actually coming together. It took a lot of networking to find the right people, and things just happened. My friend, to find the graphic designer, my friend works in human resources somewhere, and his resume came around, and she said, I know you need a graphic designer. This is what he used to do, or he still does this on his own. Maybe you want to give him a call. Not sure if she was supposed to do that, but it worked out. My publicist that I actually know, he's a contributing writer.
Yes.
And he found me through LinkedIn. So it's just networking, putting yourself out there, and that's one of the reasons why we do that with Emerge.
Uh-huh.
So that the more places you have promoted yourself, the more options you give yourself for people to contact you.
Absolutely. And that's a good shout-out for LinkedIn, because that's where I found you.
That's true, yeah.
That's right. Yeah. So a little praise there for LinkedIn, too.
Yeah.
So you wrote this first, at least digital, letter from the editor. And it was a humbling experience, as you say in the article. But you certainly have produced something to be proud of. And you have, it seems to me, an amazing team. And like I said, the best thing I know as a director, when the actors want to come and work with me again, that's the highest compliment, you know. So you're doing a kind of gala coming out in March for the magazine, Emerge magazine?
It actually has been moved to May 30th.
Okay.
Just so we can make sure it'll be nice weather. And,
oh, yes.
We can have a good venue so we can go inside and outside. But May 30th it will be, so you'll be receiving a save the date.
Okay.
In the mail soon.
Very
and,
good.
And it'll be a nice event, and everybody in the magazine will be invited to come out. So, and other business owners and entrepreneurs, it'll be in the D.C. area.
Well, that's good.
I'm
glad I asked them because of the date change. But I have to say one thing that hasn't changed since we last spoke, and I always like to mention this when it happens because it doesn't always happen. But you told me when we first interviewed on my other radio show, Charlottesville This Week, you were going to do this in the month of January 2015, and here we are, and we're talking about your having done it. So I really mean, I'm so impressed with that. You set the goal, and you meet the goal, and you have done that, and I know it's never just one person, but certainly there is a passion in you and in the people who you get to work with you, a passion to make something new that basically it's about helping other people fulfill their dreams, yes?
It's
quite impressive. As you promote entrepreneurs, let's elaborate on that. How do you promote them? Give them some specifics. I know we talked about this before, but not on this show, I don't think.
Right. Well, our first way, which is free, is our profile.
Uh-huh.
You can go to the website, which is emergethemagazine.com, and you can fill out a short form that'll take less than a minute to just put your website, your social media links, why you decided to do what you do, your name, contact information, and a few pictures either of your work or of yourself. And you're on our website now as a profile that people can go through, and it is categorized.
Uh-huh.
The second way that you can be promoted is through our online blog, where we ask you a few more questions, go a little bit more in depth about what you do, who your target audience is, what you provide, things like that.
Uh-huh.
And then you're now a blog, which is sent out through our subscriber, to our email subscribers once a month.
Uh-huh.
Also sent out over our social media links, which is Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And that is constantly being promoted over and over again. Then also what we do is, then you also have the magazine. We'll start looking for our featured articles to be around March. We'll start looking to put people in the magazine then. Uh-huh. But if you have a profile online, then you're already in the database, and you might get a phone call.
Uh-huh.
But then if we remember who you are, things like that, which we try to do when we're doing networking events and talking, then we, and people need, if you're a photographer, people need a photographer. Oh, well, what's on my website, there's a profile for such and such person. So that's
uh-huh.
another way
we
promote.
Well, it sounds like it's a hub, you know, a center for people who are, and you know what, to some extent, who are a product of the economy. You know, everyone says the Great Recession is over, but not everyone feels it yet. And one of the, if there is a silver lining to the Great Recession, it is that people who might not have considered starting something on their own are now looking at that possibility, if only for self-preservation. But also, it makes you discover that creative artist, if you will, in you, whatever mm-hmm. whatever your business choice. What are your thoughts on that?
And it's interesting you brought that up, because a person, a featured article, Darnell Davis, who owns Evolve Media Group,
yes,
based out of Pennsylvania, I want to say, he's an article in the magazine, and he discusses how he got into the business. He went from banking, which is his actual background, his educational background and professional background,
uh-huh.
and he noticed that a lot of his clients were becoming entrepreneurs, owning their own business, not because of choice, but because they had to, because
yes.
of the economy.
Yes.
And then he started going into consulting because of the economy, to make more money consulting these individuals. And so he discusses that because it's a real issue.
Yeah.
But small businesses make our economy grow
yes.
and revolve, and they hire a lot of the employed citizens of this nation.
Yes.
So it's very important that these businesses don't fail or know the right people to connect with to continue to grow.
So where is Emerge Magazine headquartered? I know digital makes it everywhere, but... Do you operate out of a particular city, or?
I do. I am in Newport News, Virginia.
Uh-huh. That's great. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I know Newport News. I've never lived there, but I've seen the signs on 95. How is it? It's like, is it Southern Virginia, would you say?
Yeah, it's southeast, close to Virginia Beach.
Ah, uh-huh. Okay, well, that's nice. That's a nice place to be, close to Virginia Beach. When you need those breaks to sort of clear the mind, yes. Well,
yeah.
Exceptional. All right, I'm going to take a break, but before we go, Tiffany Boyle, again, is the CEO and editor-in-chief of Emerge Magazine, which has just launched this January, a new look, which is digital, 21st century, exciting, lots of exclusives, and we'll talk about some of that when we come back. But stay with us. And in the meantime, is there? We'll do the website again at the end of the segment. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Don't go away.
And now, another film rental discovery.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. Australian director Bruce Beresford has been a well-respected director since his 1980 breakthrough film, Break a Morant. With such Oscar-recognized films as Driving Miss Daisy and Tender Mercies to his credit, it should come as no surprise that he is a master of manipulated emotion. Mao's Last Dancer tells the true story of Lee Kunsen, plucked as a child from farm life in rural China to become a state-trained ballet dancer. Lee was a part of Mao Zedong's plan to develop great athletes and artists who could demonstrate to the world the triumph of Chinese communism. He is ultimately chosen by the state to travel to America, representing the superiority of his homeland. Lee interns with the Houston Ballet Theater and becomes a star. When he decides to defect and remain in America, a potentially embarrassing major international incident looms. It's tempting to write off this film as jingoist propaganda and a manipulative tearjerker, but it is also a story well told, with great beauty in the dance and a basis in historical fact. Yes, Mao's Last Dancer is touching and magnificent entertainment. Tears do flow, and that's just fine with us. Indie Film Minute. Not in theaters. Discovery through rental.
Welcome back to the Reasonable Voice Blog Talk Radio again. My guest is the CEO and editor-in-chief of Emerge Magazine, which has been around in print, but is emerging, if you will, this January, and has done so in digital format. It's a new look. It's exciting. And on the show with me today is Tiffany Boyle, who's in charge of it all. Tiffany, tell us about your hyperlinks.
Yes, well, one of the best attributes of the digital version of the magazine is that when you're reading the articles, we give out their contact information, the business owners and the entrepreneurs, and you can just click on it right in the digital version of the magazine, and it's going to take you to their website, or it's going to take you to their email address where you can just email them really quick, things like that. So It's just a great attribute. Very easy to use.
That's exciting. I also knew I enjoyed, even though at first it was a little challenging for me, but I'll say to all of our listeners, the 21st century is still a little new to me sometimes, let's put it that way. But when I clicked on this morning, it really is exciting. It really is. I'm not just saying that. It's, I went, whoa, what's happening? But there's like a magnifying glass that you click on, and that is what advances, rather than scrolling with the mouse, at least not my mouse. It was scrolling wasn't the way to advance the story, but this magnifying glass symbol, you click on and suddenly the story is alive, and you know, and then there's all other places you can go. I mean, really, it isn't just new because it's digital. It's new because of your whole format and your setup and the way it operates and the way it feels when you are when you're browsing, if you will. I assume that was all intentional.
Yes, it was.
So when you say and when you say new look, I mean that's my point I'm trying to make. It's not what we are used to. It is a thrilling new approach to a magazine, digital or otherwise. And I think we should also mention, while your focus is primarily promoting entrepreneurs, those who strive to own or already own their own businesses, you also are a source, Emerge Magazine, is a source of news, too, yes?
Yes, we are. We like to have current events. We have events that are in the magazine that are upcoming. Anything that is related to the business industry, you might find in the magazine.
So can you give us an example of one of those, a news story that we might find exclusively or at least primarily at Emerge Magazine?
As far as current events, well, we have an events page. So we have all the events are listed from different sources from February to June. And specifically Dr. Antipas Harris is a doctor at Regent University, a professor there. And he lists a link to where you can go to find all his websites where he'll be speaking. Will Strayhorn has all his events, publicist and image manager. Nikki Curry has all her events listed up there as well. So there's plenty of current events that are going on for the next few months. And then to get your events or your listeners' events, they just need to email me, and it's a super small fee. Put it in the magazine, but people can just click on it and register right from the digital version.
And you, we spoke a little bit, I think, in the last segment about how people can contribute articles for your review to be included in the magazine. That Could we give that contact information again to submit articles?
Yes, they can submit articles to general@emergethemagazine.com. We're always looking for great stories that are going to inspire and educate our readers.
Uh-huh.
Again, focused on the business industry, business owners, entrepreneurs, venture capitalists, investors, subjects such as those.
Excellent. We're not exactly changing this the subject because you are a player in both instances, but I wonder if you could tell us a bit about Access Virginia.
Yes, Access Virginia is a nonprofit that I assist in, and it was started by my mother, Lois Boyle, and the purpose of that nonprofit is to service the by providing accessibility for the deaf and hard of hearing. And as we're growing, we're getting into providing audio description for the blind and visually impaired by offering open captioning, offering the audio description services so that they can attend a live theater.
Fabulous. I love that. I know we've talked about that before, but it still impacts on me, you know, again, being a theater person, to opening up that a form of art for all people. It's fantastic. And my hat off to your mom, too. I don't know what we've not covered, but I do remember from the last time we talked, someone had argued or had the position that we live in a 1099 world, and Emerge Magazine is a way to get away from that. I don't know if I'm remembering it correctly, but I remember.
Yeah.
So I guess the whole conversation has been about that. But what's a 1099 world?
That's the world that we live in. We're told from young, you have to go to college. We're
yes.
told from young, you have to go get a job. You need to find a career. Things like that.
Uh-huh.
We're not brought up to follow our dream, which is the American dream, is to come to this country, be able to follow your dreams and make it on your own. So Emerge tries to educate those to think outside the box.
Yes.
You know, I'm not going to say go out and quit your job right away. There are certain things that you have to do in order to have your own business, but that is a possibility. You're more than capable of doing it, and you're more than capable of becoming successful at it.
Fantastic. Yes, we are, what's a good word, programmed, homogenized. I mean, the whole point, I've always thought this, even as a teenager, I wondered, the rush hour, whether it be going to and from work, or rush hour, or the busy hour at a restaurant, or in any business, is because we're all conditioned to do these things at the same time. I mean, you know, dinner is at a certain time, and I often say to people, you know, I like to eat when I'm hungry and sleep when I'm sleepy. you know, I don't think that's such an outrageous thing, but we are conditioned to believe that the American dream comes in only one way, and sometimes, sadly, in only one color. But I think it may be because of the recession. I'd like to think something came out of it, because it certainly continues to be challenging financially and professionally for a lot of people who still have not gotten back to even the kind of career they had. And my hat off to people who could face this thing and go, wait a minute, okay, so I can't be this anymore. I'm going to go get training and learn how to be this. But I like also that Emerge Magazine is saying, how about trying your own thing? It's in there, if it's for you, it's in there, and you need to look inside and go, okay, if I'm going to start over, do I want to start over being my own boss? And your answer to that is?
I'm sorry, can you repeat?
Yes, my questions can get convoluted, especially when I have a head cold. But I mean, Emerge Magazine has an answer for that. It may not be, we agree, the answer for everyone, but if you're coming out of a changed life economically because of the changed economy, and you're looking to see, well, how do I redefine myself? And I would think, especially for people over 40, over 50 years old, being affected by this, that's not old anymore, you know? And
right.
But to have to start over in a kind of corporate mindset of you have to be a certain age to enter a new business, it can be a challenge. So
again, right.
So Emerge Magazine is saying, in answer to that, that's my question.
They're saying, do not give in to your fear. Mm. All of those in doubt, all of those is just being scared. And if you, and then if you've been in the corporate world for 20, 30 years, use that to be the foundation for your own business. I've done marketing in prior jobs where I was working a 9-to-5, and I use all of that, even if it wasn't specifically for what I'm doing now, as a baseline to market Emerge, to get Emerge out there, to know how to talk to people when I do go to networking events. So that's one of the things we say. We also, we provide people in the magazine for you to contact.
Uh-huh.
Mentor is very important. To have a mentor, to have someone who's done it already,
yes,
is super important. And the people in the magazine are willing, one, to give their information for you to contact them, and they're willing to be open to communication and networking and possibly mentoring. So that's one of the things that we provide through the magazine or through our online, our website.
Uh-huh. You know, that sort of was the answer to the next question that popped into my head, but we've been talking about why people are becoming entrepreneurs. Why did you become an entrepreneur and owned your own business?
I want to say I've been an entrepreneur since I was young, trying to sell things, trying to come up with different ways of persuading people to sell their stuff. I've always been that type of person, even if I've, in my past jobs where I might have loved it, which I've had jobs that I haven't loved and I've had jobs that I do love, I have never been satisfied or comfortable working for other people.
Uh-huh.
And I always come up with an idea of, well, this is what I want to do, or this is what I want to sell, or this is a cause that I could help out with, things like that. So it's just always been an itch that I've had to scratch my entire life, since I could remember.
And your, I don't feel I'm getting too personal only because you've said this to me on the radio before, but you have a daughter, is that right?
Yeah. Her name is Maya. She's 9 years old.
Ah. And how do you, the old thing about, forgive me for sounding like someone from the 1099 world, but how do you balance family life with running a magazine?
With me, because like I said, I would meet with the graphic designer at least once a week.
Uh-huh.
He would be right there with me. He's actually helped pick out a few of those layouts that you'll see in the magazine. I'm like, which one do you like better? And she supports me 100%. She was very proud when I got the cover signed by Miss Leela James. She went around showing everybody, like, this is my mommy's magazine, and this is who she has on the cover, and this is what she does. So she's very supportive, and she now wants to own her own business.
Exactly.
When she gets older.
Well, you know, that's beautiful, because I think the greatest thing about parenting is when you parent by example, as they say with everything else, lead by example. And when a child can grow up experiencing this kind of thing, then their self-confidence and the idea that, you know, yes, I can, it comes forward. It's again, it's the opposite to some extent of children all going to the school and the classroom and the bell rings. And, you know, I haven't been a classroom teacher often, but I have been enough to know that this whole thing of teaching to the test or everybody has to read the same chapter at the same time and answer the same questions at the back of the book. There's just more to education than that, a lot more.
Right.
And I've been fortunate because even when I was in a classroom situation, I was in as a director of theater, and so my classes were theater. But as we would go, I would say to the actors, regardless of age, I've taught in middle school up to graduate school and professional school, of course, in New York. But I would always say to the students, regardless of their age, that when you study theater, you're studying life. And it's your life that you bring to it, and there's certain things you have to know. So every time something would sort of pop up within a script or within someone's experience, I would go, now that's something everybody needs to know. And many years ago, the last time I was in a classroom as teacher, something came up in a script, and I said, oh, by the way, this is something all of you women should know. You now, as a gender, make less money than the male counterparts in this room. And sad to say, we are still there. But at least my class knew about it, you know. And I would say to them, now you need to, male and female in the class, you need to do something about that, because one day you'll have the gray hair and you'll be running the world. Okay. back, I guess if you were, well, I don't know. What was the snow like? I was going to say, if you were down in Newport News, maybe you didn't get snow, but I had a guest on earlier today that said Richmond had snow. I'm concentrating so much on New York and glad we missed the worst of it, but how's the weather down there?
Yeah, we actually had some snow, but not enough to delay any schools or close any businesses. Our roads were clear.
Or getting
hoping for it.
So the magazine was open and pumping out a good creative thought and product. Yes, excellent. I love it. I love it.
Oh, meetings continued.
Well, Tiffany, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And frankly, as I said earlier, I think off air, but it's like talking to someone I've known for a long time. And actually, we've never met except on LinkedIn and on the radio. but you know, that's the 21st century way. You find someone online, you look at what they've done, you follow their hyperlinks, and you know, then you talk on the phone and work together and accomplish things together, which I hope you and I can do, and those who are listening as well. Before we go, I do want to make certain that we give everyone the contact information they need to communicate with you and Emerge Magazine as a customer, as a client, as buyer, as a contributor, a reader, whatever way that they might relate to you. So let's start with it from the top again, if you would, with the website.
The website is emergethemagazine.com. And if they go there, they can get all the links to our social media sites. It's probably the easiest way. And to find our magazine, it's on there as well. So that is the best way to connect with us on any platform.
And the email address is, again, general...
@emergethemagazine.com.
Okay. Well, it has been an absolute pleasure. Is there anything we haven't covered that you wanted to mention today?
No, I think that
we did it, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we do tend to cover a lot, you and I, when we get the chance to talk on the radio.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I'm going to apologize to the audience only because of my head cold. I hope you were able to understand me. I know you were able to understand the clear-headed and clear-minded Tiffany Boyle, who certainly is leading both the public and the readers and entrepreneurs and people who are out there making it happen by example. And I hope we will all... Well, we'll all come through this together, and it's getting better every day. That's the way I feel. And a large part of that is due to people like Tiffany Boyle and the people featured in Emerge Magazine. So, Tiffany, thank you so much for being on the show and for all you're doing. I greatly appreciate it. All right, then. My pleasure. Bye now, and all the best to you.
Stay with us, as we'll be right back with a final comment from The Reasonable Voice.
And now, another film rental discovery. Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. Frozen River is an independent film written and directed by Courtney Hunt. In it, the experienced actress Melissa Leo first attracted major recognition for her standout performance. It took this compelling little film to finally bring her the wider attention she so richly deserves. Ray Eddy, played by Leo, lives near the St. Lawrence River in an area frequented by smugglers for sneaking illegal immigrants across the Canadian border. Life can be really difficult for those on the bottom rung. Ray lives there. Abandoned by her husband and faced with no resources to care for her children, she teams up with a hapless Indian smuggler to make trips across the frozen river. Their cargo is human. Human smuggling is not a world for the average mom. It takes callousness toward the living contraband and backbone to deal with those who exploit them. Ray lacks the former, but she is tough as nails when she has to be. Frozen River is a fine American indie film. There is depth of performance, gritty detail, and moral choice. Ray is a good person who chose a wrong path. Yes, she made a choice to enter a world with dangerous ramifications, far beyond her and her family. But family above all, right? Indie Film Minute. Not in theaters. Discovery through rental. Find us on the web at www.indiefilmminute.com.
Hello, I'm Marcello Rolando, The Reasonable Voice, thanking you for joining us and becoming one of the reasonable voices heard round the world. To be blue and black, or white and gold, is not the question. I have grounds for concern more relative than this. For almost a fortnight, the thing for millions has been dresses, whether color combo or missing fake. So we might have missed the play's the thing, wherein we'll either succeed or fail to catch the conscience of those who would be king while grinding their heels on the backs of hallowed American souls. Cast in corporate media fashion folly and performing perfectly superficially, while those on global watch demand progressive change from a taste for top-down politically bought red meat, congressional tomfoolery, and supreme ill-conceived Citizens United dividing affordable health care common sense between the citizenry for and against saving money on health insurance. Perchance to dream. Ah, there's the way forward. Being so socially fashion-conscious, it took the death of Star Trek icon Mr. Spock to bring reality back to media from clothes horse focus. While neither Trekkie nor Trekker, I pray, may the Force be with you, Leonard Nimoy, as we follow your appreciative illustration for galactically creative and human diversity. Let's hope all the world's not a CPAC stage where some find gender identification, truth, and intellect more challenging than being redirected by old media's passion to hide apace in social media's characters. With political hacks play-acting, costumed in red, white, and blue, we may be distracted from murder most foul on darkened Russian streets, unlike the glare of exposed character Jihadi Johnny. So transfixed by unworthy deeds, we fail to notice Black History Month has come and gone all too quickly after final bow of Stuart Scott and Maya Angelou, with only a passing glance to historical Selma. Truly, are interracial couples still shocking? Or is it that Hollywood films are, like conservative political stars Boehner, Tommy Lauren, and other CPAC cruisers, simply trailing behind the 21st century reality of cable networks and slice-of-life Americans on Main Street post-Loving versus Virginia? If we but listen, we'll hear. FDR, Abraham, Martin, John, and Bobby still beckoning us to be, or at least not to be, the conservative blight believing neither Earth nor all that live upon it matters.
if we paid as much attention to the hunting ground as we do to dress color debates, perhaps we could prioritize saving lives from sexual assault on college campuses with intent to defile. Whatever the IQ of those being led by their noses, sniffing coke money that primes redneck governors with greenbacks, conservatives are focus experts on single-minded goals. So no matter how much incredibly talented Meryl Streep and Jennifer Lopez cheer the far less talented, the gallant, overdue, but amazing Oscar appeal for economic gender equality wins no awards from male or female conservatives who refuse even to support the ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment passed by Congress in 1972. For women to be equal under the law of the land, ratification of ERA by 3 more states is needed. And still, the majority of minority women will not have won economic equality. So much information, so little knowledge. So much flying by us at our fingertips, and yet, in the midst of feet of snow, we're missing that global sea levels are on the rise and polar bears in decline. While Oscar selfies are fun, Neil Patrick Harris' predictions were not, and House of Cards' return, inconsistent at best. But who isn't when embracing predictable, petty, and frivolous distractions? Everyone needs social time out for family fun and friends, but America's survival depends on its citizens focusing on the original intent of both the Declaration of Independence and Lincoln's preserved, emancipated United States of America. Join us. Become one of the reasonable voices heard round the world. Thank you.
Thank you for continuing to listen to, support, and share the Reasonable Voice Blog Talk Radio with family and friends, especially online. We enjoy hearing from you, and in response, yes, we are now accepting new company and business advertisers and welcoming organizations seeking to be one of our sponsors. So please do continue to email us at thereasonablevoice@gmail.com. However, if you prefer to simply make a donation, your donations are greatly appreciated and can be made through PayPal by clicking on the donate button found at the top of the homepage of The Reasonable Voice. Website.
Thank you for joining us today to make every day as reasonable as possible. We hope you will download and share our downloadable podcasts. I am Marcello Rolando, the Reasonable Voice, hoping you will become one of the reasonable voices heard round the world.